Hello, it's the 11th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. In an article written for the Mail on Sunday, Mids Beds MP Nadine Dorris has warned that the Conservative Party will lose the next election if Boris Johnson is not reinstated as its leader. Ms Dorris does not view the current Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, favourably due to his betrayal of Mr Johnson. She described the former Prime Minister as the most impactful, charismatic, progressive and productive leader the Conservative Party has known since the days of Margaret Thatcher, and that he was correct when it came to the big decisions. She concluded the article by stating, "For the Conservatives, it's bring back Boris or die, because the first task of any Labour government would be to ensure that there'll never be a majority Conservative government ever again." The Mall in Luton is celebrating 50 years of supporting the local community. Last year, 50 charities received just over £10,000 in donations leading up to the golden anniversary, and more than 600 hours of volunteering were logged. Bedford resident Ray Evans recently ran his 500th park run at Bedford Park on the final day of 2022. The 80-year-old completed the race in just over 35 minutes and was met by the crowd with a thunderous applause, a reaction which surprised him at the finish line. Mr. Evans, who has been running since the 1970s, joined the 5-kilometre park run event in 2011. He promises to continue running. Fitness First in Bedford, as part of its Red Monday promotion on the 16th of January, is offering free access to their facilities for the day, with a chance of winning £300 Burn Off Your Bills contribution to January's energy bills. Fitness First is currently celebrating its 30th anniversary. That's all for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.